What is sound?
I must be dreaming.
Sound in head. What is sound in head? Is madness?
Hello? Don't be scared. I don't understand what's happening either.
It's punishment for unhappiness.
No, punishment. My name is Benny. I can hear your voice in my mind. What's your name?
What is name?
It's what you are called.
I... 26.
No, not your age, your name. When your friends speak to you, how do they refer to you?
Friends no speak? Oh, 15! Oh, please! Masters, no!
What's happening?
It's 15! They cut out tongue! Oh, 15, my friend! Help him! Help him!
Oh, goddess! I can't. I don't know where you are. I don't know if you're even real.
I'm real. Oh, help. Please help.
All right, I'm coming. I don't know how, but I'm coming.
And then the handsome woodcutter, who looked a lot like Daddy, cut open the stomach of the wolf, who looked like... Yeah, well, maybe not. And he let out Grandma, and she...
I'm coming. I'll help, don't worry.
Benny, I thought you were in bed. Mummy seems to have decided to take a walk in the snow in only her nightie. Sorry, Peter, I'll have to finish the story later. Mummy's acting a bit strange. Again. Joseph, look after Peter.
Going. Slow down. Come back. You'll freeze to death out here.
I won't let it happen. I'll find a way to stop it. I'm on my way.
Benny, you're sleepwalking. Well, sleep running. But be careful of the ice. Look, will you just stop? Benny! Ow! Stop right where you are. Don't you dare get on that ship. What do you think you're doing? You can't just fly off. Benny, wait! I'm nearly there. Benny, wait!
Why are they doing this to you? Who are they? Oh, don't worry, I'll be there soon.
Benny, I think you've been hypnotized. No, don't take off. I'm not strapped in, I'm...
Don't worry. I'll be there soon. I don't know what I can do, but I'll do something. They can't be allowed to treat you like this, whoever they are. I suppose they don't have a name either, the monsters who are doing this to your people.
Name is what called?
Yes, a name is what they are called.
Are called Penrith, Holt...
No, not their individual names, the name of their race. Like, my name is Benny, but I am a human being. Are you a human being?
No, human being.
Well, I don't know how to describe them. They've usually got two arms, two legs, two eyes.
Yes, a human being. I have two eyes. Masters hate.
Your masters? I mean the monsters. Hate you having two eyes?
Yes, is bad. And if two eyes, not allow tongue for speech.
I don't understand. Are you saying your friend 15 had his tongue cut out because he had two eyes as well? Have you had your tongue cut out?
No, I have tongue and two eyes because of no speech. But I have speech in head now. No cut out tongue for speech in head.
I think I get it. You all have two eyes and a tongue, but you're mute. None of you can speak, not out loud. But if someone does manage to speak out loud, then they have their tongue cut out? That's barbaric.
Tongue or eyes or ears is choice. Can speech, or see, or hear. Not all. We slaves. Not do more than masters.
So 15, he had begun to talk.
Yes!
And they gave him a choice between losing his sense of sight, or his hearing, or his power of speech.
Yes.
And he chose to lose his tongue. Goddess. How many people does this happen to? How many people develop speech?
Few, unless Morin hide it. But 15 say hiding difficult. So much want speech. So much want talk to friends.
Do they all choose to have their tongues cut out, those who are discovered?
Yes, I understand why. Want speech much, but eyes, ears, how live without? All but one. 44 chose eyes.
44 had his eyes removed? So he can still talk?
Not no. 44 escape. Gone long time now. Some escape, most caught. Oh, would like escape, but cannot. And am scared.
I hope you won't have to be scared much longer. I'm going to set you free! I'm here. Tell me where you are. I must find you. I don't think you can be far away. No one should be made to suffer like your people are suffering.
Get back to work. Who is this?
Don't worry. It'll be all right once I found you.
Speech! It has speech! It has eyes and ears and speech! Quick, quick!
Try to tell me more about these monsters.
I hear speech. Grab it. We must stop it.
Do they... Hey! Hey! Let go of me! Where am I? Who are you?
We will cut out its tongue.
Let me go! What am I doing here? And why am I still in my nightie?
Be quiet, creature. No slave is allowed to have speech. It can speak well. We must remove its tongue now. Here, before... Be quiet! I have a knife.
No! What are you doing? What are you saying? I can't hear you.
The creature says it cannot hear us. Yet it has ears. Perhaps they do not work.
I don't understand what you're doing. I'm deaf. I can't hear anything.
But how has the creature learned speech? Do not take its tongue now. We will take it to Halt. He will know what to do with it. Come, slave. I said, come, slave. You will follow us. No! Not that direction!
Ow! Oh, sorry. You were trying to get my attention.
Tie its hands, Zarf. I will lead it back.
Oi, watch it! Hey! Could I even get a ride on your little truck? Oh! Come on! I'm not wearing any shoes! Oh, fine. Be like that then.
Hello? Hello, Benny?
Hello? I thought you'd gone. I was beginning to think I'd dreamt you.
It's not dream. Hearing you very near now. Are close.
I think I must be on your planet. These masters of yours, are they tall green things with a mop of hair in one eye?
Yes! Yes, it's them! Is masters.
Then I think I'm in trouble.
What trouble?
They heard me speak.
You speak?
Yes. I think... I didn't know what I was doing. I think I was speaking out loud as well as in my head. So I pretended I couldn't hear, but they're taking me to someone called Halt.
Halt is a high master. Searches for speech, cuts out tongue. Halt cut tongue of 15 is all feared.
Sounds charming. But I just have to convince him that I can't hear, and he'll let me go, won't he?
It's tried. It's tried many times. Halt much clever. Many tests always find.
People have pretended to be deaf before, but Holtz found them out. Huh. I thought I was being really clever there. Still, I suppose it's given me a breathing space.
Oh,
Master's hurt you?
No, just a headache. A bit of a stabbing pain. I'm fine.
Where you are?
We've just come across some scrubland. There are a few people. Your people? Out there with tools. We're now heading for a building. It's square and white and quite big.
It's center. I am center.
You are? That's great. Well, relatively great, assuming I don't have my tongue cut out and die from blood loss before I can find you, of course. Hang on, we're there. Let's see what Holt has to say.
Oh. How much did I drink last night?
Oh. No. Not a hangover. Another ex-wife incident. Benny! 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 If you're there, you've got to come and help me. I don't think I can walk. Hang on. Have we landed? Benny! Oh, where the hell are you? Benny! All right. You better not be unconscious up there.
You, slave. What is your designation?
He's asking me questions. He surely doesn't think I'm going to fall for such an obvious trick, does he?
I asked you a question. What is your designation?
Be careful. Holt is dangerous.
Don't worry, I'll watch out.
I can see your lips are moving, but I don't know what you're saying. I can't hear. Look, would you mind if I sat down? Your reptilian ruffians here just forced me to walk a couple of miles in bare feet, and I have about 17 blisters on each toe.
You were right, Rezram. It speaks very clearly, and seems to have some small degree of intelligence. This is worrying indeed.
Small degree of intelligence, my foot. Oh, talking of my feet.
Do I take it that's a no, then? Look, can't you see what a state they're in?
I do not think I have seen this slave before, Holt. I would remember a slave that exhibited itself in this way.
I don't think it's just me, he's deaf. They don't seem to hear a word I've said.
Your word's not important to them, as you not important to them.
Still, our only concern is its abilities. If it cannot hear, then we can allow it to keep its tongue. But what are we to do? What if it is part of a new race of slaves, all with speech? The creature has ears. It may be only an individual genetic weakness that makes this one unable to hear. If it is telling the truth about that. But if it is, and if there are many of them...
Why are they so worried about this? Do they think they'll be deposed the instant you get an extra sense?
I do not know, but is their greatest fear...
First, Rezram, we must determine if it is telling the truth. Prepare it.
Oh, goddess, here we go. I don't know what they're going to do.
It's all right. I have plan. I am near. I know what they do. Have seen. Very simple. Loud noise. See if you react. I outside. See master who is to make noise. We'll tell you when noise is coming. You expect noise. Not shocked. Not react.
I don't know if I have that amount of self-control. But thank you. Thank you very much. We'll give it a...
First noise is coming. About to happen. Count three. One, two, three.
The creature did not appear to hear the sound, Holt. True. I saw no reaction. Then that is the end of the test.
I think I passed. Thank goodness for that.
No, it's more noise coming on three. One, two, three.
Uh-huh, sneaky. If I could hear, they were trying to get my guard down, trick me into relaxing. Thank you so much.
Is now safe. Master leaving. Oh! Master spotted me away from workplace. Master Cross, I'm punished!
Are you all right? I'm so sorry you were helping me.
I'm fine. I've punished many times.
I'll find you as soon as I can.
It seems the creature really cannot hear.
This is a great relief. But if there are more, ones whose ears are not damaged, perhaps it was born to escaped slaves. Perhaps they are out there somewhere, with speech and hearing and vision. And one day they will reveal themselves. One at a time we can deal with, but...
You worry too much, Resram. Your fears have no basis in reality. This is a rogue slave. No more.
But if there are rogue slaves that can speak, hear, have two eyes...
Then we will destroy them. We will never let them continue and become our masters. But it will not occur. This one may keep its tongue and its eyes. For now.
I think I must really have fooled them, 26. Because they've just revealed a few things that I don't think I was supposed to hear at all.
If I'm permanently injured, then I know who's going to be pushing my wheelchair for the rest of our life, Bernie Summerfield. Oh, bugger. She's not here. Damn you, Benny. What have you got into this time? How on earth do you think I'm going to be able to come and rescue you when I can barely walk? Okay, Jason, think. Weapons. Oh, you could at least have nicked a ship with some guns on it. Who knows what's out there? Ah, communicators. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No, that's a full count. Or, you know, thought to take a communicator with you so I could reach you, but no. Computer, this is Jason Kane. Can you find out which direction Professor Summerfield took so I can at least try to follow her?
Calibrating. Please specify search parameters.
Let's just try humanoids within 2 kilometer radius.
There are precisely 117 humanoids within 2 kilometer radius.
Oh, crikey. Okay, could you break it down a bit?
There are 117 humanoids within 2 kilometer radius.
Yeah.
There are 38 humanoids within 1 kilometer radius. There are 10 humanoids within 10 meter radius. There is 1 humanoid within 1 meter radius.
Okay, that last one's me, I guess. Hold on, there's 10 humanoids within a 10 meter radius. Well, quick, external view mode on. What?
External view mode on.
Yeah, thanks. A bit late, though.
You will work here.
Sorry, didn't catch that. Is this a kitchen? Did you want me to whip up a batch of scones or maybe a souffle or two?
You will take this and you will prepare this food.
Oh, you want me to have this knife? Very kind of you. To defend myself, I suppose. I mean, all these poor, mistreated, downtrodden slaves of yours do look a fearsome bunch.
You will prepare this food.
Is that a potato? No, thank you. I've already eaten.
You will prepare this food!
No? Maybe I'm wrong. It's only a guess, mind you, but did you want me to prepare this food in some way? Peel a few spuds, that sort of thing?
You will begin work at once!
From your expression, I'll take that as a yes, then. Okay, no problem. Peeling we will go.
You will obey the orders of your masters. Any attempt to sow dissent through speech will be severely punished. You will find out the consequences soon enough.
Hello. Are you here too?
Yes, it's me. I wave.
I can see you. Oh, let me give you a hug.
I hurt you?
No, no, no. It's just my headache again. Oh, it's so good to see you at last.
Also for me. Oh, you make Rezram angry.
Rezram? That was the one-eyed chap here a minute ago, was it? Yes, he didn't seem too impressed.
What was sound? Strange sound that moved up and down?
I don't understand. Oh, do you mean the singing? Not that that was exactly singing. I admit it was pretty strange. You don't have music here. You don't have singing. That's so sad. There's a planet called Earth, a long way away, where my ancestors came from, and music is what slaves used to get through the day. It gave them support, gave them their own identity, gave them a will to carry on. You don't even have that. I wonder...
Oh! Oh!
What is it?
Round neck!
What do you... Oh, how did that get there? Don't remember putting it on. It's a relic of the Halivan. Do you recognise it, then?
Yes, look! I have one the same.
I guess things are starting to become a bit clearer, then. Well, in a totally murky way. I'm still not sure. I remember talking to Jason.
You busy, Benny?
Certainly am. Look at this. I think it's an ancient egg whisk. Or just possibly a sort of laser gun.
Oh, well, don't point it over here, then. What is all this stuff, anyway?
Isn't it marvellous? Allegedly, it's artefacts from the Halivans. I'm trying to authenticate it.
Am I supposed to have heard of the Halivans?
If you were an archaeologist, yes. Do you know about Petrius III?
Do you know who won the FA Cup in 1982?
Tottenham Hotspur.
Oh, OK. Well, do you know...
Jason.
No, I don't know about Petrius III, ignorant non-archaeologist that I am.
It's the planet where the Halivan civilization developed. They were a remarkable race, by all accounts, with great mental powers. Telepathy, telekinesis...
Television, telegraph poles...
I should have realised mental powers wasn't an area you were familiar with.
Do go on, beloved ex-wife...
Well, legend has it that they realised their planet was dying, overwhelmed by natural disasters, and even their powers couldn't do anything to stop it. So they put their resources into building a ship, filled it with the brightest and best, and sent it off to find a new home. But it was never heard of again. The Halivan left on Petrius III all died, but the planet didn't. Not totally.
So, what happened to it?
Well, it was uninhabitable for centuries, but eventually it healed itself. And that's the problem. Now it's a beautiful, unspoiled paradise, which means that everybody and their aunts want to colonise it. Galactic Trust has slapped a preservation order on it. But people have got cunning, and there are several different groups who are claiming to be descendants of the Halivans who left, and who, therefore, have a legal right to the planet.
But if no one knew what happened to the ship...
Well, quite. Hard to prove one way or the other. Hence Galactic Trust finally authorising digs on Petrius, trying to get some evidence for or against. Preferably against. Anyway, Brax contracted me out, and so I'm helping with the investigation.
And have you found anything?
Well, the Halivans, assuming it's them, had an eccentric taste in jewellery. There, what do you think?
It's a bit last century.
It's a bit last millennium. But as for actual relevant information, not a sausage. Oh, a bit of a headache coming on. I think I've been at this too long. Look, you wouldn't fancy putting Peter to bed, would you? I need a seriously early night.
No problem. Go to bed and dream of ancient civilizations, or me naked, whichever you prefer.
And so that's what I did. A dream of ancient civilizations, that is, not Jason naked. And somehow, it led me to you.
Is happy.
Yes, I'm happy that it did. But let's have a go at working out how and why.
Benny necklace is same as my secret necklace. So, from same place?
Yes, that's logical. And if my necklace truly was from the Halivan civilization, that means yours is too. And as A, no one's been allowed on their planet since it died until now, and B, only one ship ever left there, that means your necklace came off the legendary missing ship. Which could mean, only could, mind you, that you are the descendants of the last of the Halivan. That's incredible!
I am Halivan.
You might be. And if you are, I know where there's a planet waiting for you.
I suppose it would be too much to hope that you're carrying me off to worship me as a god. Look, I gather that you can't talk, but you could at least indicate if this whole kidnapping deal is a good thing or a bad thing. You know, the old, if I need to be a bit worried, or alternatively letting me go and showering me with gifts to prove you mean no harm. Can you actually understand me? I'll take that as a yes. Or possibly, you are the saviour of our race. We worship and adore you. Okay, maybe not. Look, you didn't carry off anyone else from that ship, did you? Specifically, I'm after a tall, bossy woman in a nighty. Possibly with a slightly dazed expression on her face. Ugh. Oh, dear. Penny, where are you?
So let's take as our hypothesis the Halovan ship landing. Or crashing on this planet. Surely crashing is more likely, as no one has ever heard of them again.
But Master's here!
And they made the Halovans their slaves. Another reason to assume a crash, as the Halovans had huge mental powers. They wouldn't have just submitted.
Oh, what?
The Halovans were telepathic. Your ancestors didn't speak because they didn't need to. Either they never could, or it died out from lack of use. So
we know speak, but what is telepathic?
It's what we're doing now. Speaking in our minds. And if the only thing that distinguishes us from everyone else around here is a pair of Halovan pendants...
They make telepathic?
Yes, I think so. The Halovans can't have been innately telepathic. Or rather, they needed devices like these to access their mental powers. So if we could find more of these necklaces...
My people will have speech in heads!
So, are we getting close to home sweet home now, or is this just the visitor's apartment? Yeah, well, I have been enjoying our little chat, but it must be getting late now, so unless you planned on dinner and a show, perhaps we could be getting back to the ship now. Yeah, I see you lost your sense of humour along with your tongues.
Have sense of humour. But joke not funny. Who are you? Who speaks so freely?
Hello over there. My name's Jason Kane. And before you ask, I'm here by accident. These chaps spotted that my leg's knackered, so they picked me up and carried me all the way here, which wasn't something I asked them to do, although it was nice of them. And I certainly didn't mean to offend anyone with my speaking and all that.
Not offend. Have never had speech with another person before.
You mean you're the only person around here who can speak? How come?
Bring him closer, so he may see.
Oh, my God.
I can speak, because I sacrificed my eyes. I am called 44.
We must give my people speech in head. We must find more necklaces.
I was thinking precisely the same thing. Where did yours come from?
Oh, I not know. It's present. Present from friend.
Which friend? If we can find out from them where they got
cannot
it...
Cannot ask. Friend is 44. Friend is long gone.
44? The one who could speak?
Yes, is him.
Oh, that's good. Because when we find him, he can tell us where the necklace came from. You know, I think it's about time we hatched an escape.
Benny, is your head again? Benny!
Whew, that's pretty brave. Having your eyes put out for, well, for altruistic reasons.
I think it important. Masters must fear speech. Fear person with speech and hearing and sight. So if one has speech, then perhaps one day help others have speech too. Others who not lose eyes or ears. teach, encourage. Then maybe one day many have speech and sight and hearing, and masters will fear very much.
But if they're that scared, won't they just slaughter you, these one-eyed masters of yours?
I think a man fears a rat, so he kills rat, because he fears it, and so that it does not multiply. But if there are 100 rats, then his fear is so great that he will give in to terror. He cannot kill rats, and rats will win.
But that'll take years, won't it? I mean, at the moment, there's only one of you, and if most of your mates here have had their tongues cut out, there's not a lot of teaching you can do.
Some escape. With tongues, we help others, raids, rescue. One day will be more, even if I, old man, even if I die but have passed on knowledge. One day, we will be as many as rats.
Well, yeah, you could do that. You could hide out for years in this cave and die unfulfilled. Or we could take the bull by the horns and give it a go now. You may not have noticed, but I happen to have speech too.
No. No, one not enough. One rat is killed, or have tongue or eyes or ears removed.
But under certain circumstances, one could be plenty. Now, if we could get your quiet friends to carry me back to the ship, I think I've got an idea that's going to make these masters of yours wish they'd got in a job lot of rat poison.
What is going on here? Get back to work immediately.
Don't keep your hair on. Can't you see I'm...
It can hear. The creature can hear.
Let go of me. What are you doing? I don't understand.
It is too late to pretend. You have given yourself away, slave. You will not just lose your tongue for this. Halt will make a public example of you to show all slaves what happens if they attempt to defy their masters.
Ow! You know, if you're going to be carrying me about for much longer, I wonder if you consider investing in a litter of some kind, or a rickshaw would do. Yeah, something with shock absorbers, preferably.
It is a long time since I have left safety of caves. Long time since I have felt sun on face. In cave, I can be equal of any man. Out in light, I have fear. Not know if our enslavers are near.
Well, I hope they're not. I'm not particularly keen on meeting them. Look, when we get to the ship, if you lot can just help me onto the flight deck, I'll get you all set up. Wish I could come with you, of course, but I'd only slow you down.
Do not fear. I will stay with you.
Look, I'm not going to do a runner, am I? I've still got an ex-wife to find. Hopefully, once you've liberated all your people, that'll be a lot easier for me to do. Anyway, don't you want to be in the thick of the action?
Of course I do. Do you think I take the coward's way, staying far from conflict?
No.
You will give my people speech. You will tell to me what is happening, and I will guide them. That is how it will be.
Benny! Benny! What's happening to you?
I'm not sure. My head hurts so much. They're taking me outside. There are loads of them. The monoids.
Monoids?
Don't know where that came from. Seems to fit them.
It's good. Name. But Benny is all right. Oh!
What is it?
Masters have come in. Are ordering all to follow.
I think they intend you to see me being made an example of. I'm sorry. I came here to help you, and I'm worse than useless.
No, no. Is friend in head. Never spoken other person before. Is wonderful.
Thank you. Look, just remember, whatever happens to me, somehow you have to find out where your necklace came from. There's a planet called Petrius 3 with your name on somewhere out there, and I think your people deserve it.
They are taking us outside. Hardly ever allowed outside.
Do you promise?
Yes, I will try. Benny, I'm outside now. I can see you. Oh, Benny, Holt looks so angry.
Well, I'm not exactly jumping for joy myself.
Slaves! You see before you one of your fellows who tried to fool us. It can speak, but pretended it could not hear. But its feeble pretense was no match for our superior intellect. We will pass a fitting punishment. It will lose its tongue, its eyes, and its ears.
No! Listen to me! You should not be slaves! You are the descendants of a noble race, a people who had great powers, and you can be like them again!
Be silent! Hold the creature still. Its tongue is forfeit.
Just because you don't have speech doesn't mean that you
we
can't...
We have speech. We all have speech.
What is this?
Listen to us all.
That is the voice of 44. I do not understand.
Listen to us and fear.
Bloody hell, that's Benny.
Jason?
They can all speak. What do we do? I do not know. I said this would happen. I said there would be more like her.
Let the woman go. Let her go now, or fear our wrath.
Oh, thank you. Jason? Jason! Excuse me. Jason!
Good. Now, listen to all the rest of the things we have to say.
Jason, you're not Jason. Oh, you're using a communicator. Oh, very clever. Hello, Jason. Come in. Jason!
Benny?
What are you doing here?
Well, rescuing you, isn't it obvious?
Oh, and I'm very grateful.
But look, we've only got one comm system here and we need it. We're trying to scare the one-eyed things. I'll have to talk to you later.
No, wait. You don't have to scare them. They'll acknowledge they can't rule the humans anymore. They think that whoever has the most, I'll call them senses, although that's not right, gets to rule. It's a sort of point system. That's why they're so afraid of them getting speech. Freeze it right and you should be okay.
You mean...
I understand. Quick, let me speak. There are many of us, and we all have speech. We have ears that hear, and two eyes that see. We are your superiors. We are your masters. You will serve us.
You are not our masters. We too have speech, hearing, sight.
Yeah, but two eyes are better than one, wouldn't you say? Extra points there. They have it by a nose, so to speak.
No. We will not acknowledge you as masters. But if this is proved, we must accept you as equals.
I think that'll do for now. Okay, fair enough. You'll let everyone walk out of here, then?
Only the slaves who speak. The others have no claim to be our equals.
No, they're a damn sight better than you are. But we, who can speak, surely have equal right to enslave these humans. If you're their superiors, then we are too. And we want them to come with us.
That is not part of the agreement. It may be a necessity for us to accept you. But you can never hope to achieve the authority and power that we possess.
Oh, yeah? Come and look me in the eye when you say that. I mean eyes.
Very well. Out of my way, slave.
You don't have to really.
Watch out, Benny. He doesn't look very happy.
Yes, luckily I do still have my eyes, thank you, Jason. Hang on, are you watching me?
Yes. You're looking lovely.
Jason.
The shuttle's external viewer, but we can't hear what's going on unless you're operating the communicator from your end.
Well, you'd better shut up now.
So, you would rob us of our slaves. You and these other creatures who have speech.
It's not stealing when they didn't belong to you in the first place. No supposedly intelligent being should treat another like you've been treating these people.
It is the way things will always be. The strong will have dominion over the weak.
And who says they're the weak?
It seems to me that no one is saying anything but you.
You've heard plenty of us speaking. Perhaps we do not consider you worthy of our speech.
Or is this a trick? You, speak to me.
Oh, come on, Jason, come on, if you can see me.
Is everything all right? Why are you looking at me like that, Mop Top? Surely that's got to be a wig.
Insolent slave! Wait!
Let me go!
This slave has no tongue, and yet he speaks.
Oh, no.
I said let go of me.
It is a trick. The speech comes from this device. Speak now, slave. Speak now.
That's torn it.
Brothers, we have been tricked. All these slaves must be punished.
Scarper, everyone! Run! Now!
There you are. You okay?
I run very fast. I escape. I'm free.
Well, I suppose that's one good thing that's come out of it. Look, we have to find Jason and your friend 44 as well. Any ideas?
Follow others. Others escaped before. Make voice of 44. Must know where.
Oh, yes, of course. The men with the communicators. They'll be able to lead us to them. I'm just not sure who.
I see. And no, it is 89.
Which one's he?
That one there. He sees us. He run that way. We follow.
Okay. You're the boss.
Boss?
You're in charge. You get to decide what to do. Not have others decide it for you.
I like to be boss. Never be slave again. I free.
What is happening?
All of your people have scattered. The Mop Top menace are giving chase, but I think most of them are getting away.
We must find them. Many not know how survive with no masters. But our great chance all to band together.
I'm trying to get the external viewer to lock in on Benny, but I can't find her. Hang on. I've got an idea.
It's no good. I know C89 now.
I can't see him either. Suppose we just go on. We can't go back, and to tell you the truth, I don't even know how I got to this planet in the first place. So I don't have alternatives to offer. Except to... Hang on a minute.
Benny!
Over here!
But it's 89!
Hello? Am I happy to see you? I'm Benny. 26, you probably know. Can you take us to Jason and 44?
Oh.
And may I borrow that a minute? Thank you. Jason? Hello?
Hello, Benny. I'd like you to meet a friend of mine who luckily had a communicator and very kindly agreed to look for you.
Yes, thank you, 89. It's much appreciated.
Now.
How you know 89 cannot know is spy.
26 told me. Can you see on the scanner? I have 26 with me.
26? Have speech?
No, well, yes, not exactly. I think it might be a long story and probably better if we, tell it to you in person. How far away are you?
Not that far now. You're just coming up to a rise. Then you should see us.
And then maybe you could explain exactly how you came to be here. And how I did too come to that. I mean, hang on. Is Brax with you? That's his personal shuttle.
No, he's not. But I'm currently aboard it.
Jason, did you steal it? Oh, God, Brax will kill us. Well, you, hopefully.
No, you stole it.
I did what?
Well, first you decided to sleepwalk in your nightie, then you decided to steal Brex's shuttle and fly it away, incidentally causing grievous bodily harm to yours truly, then you decided to sod off on your own and get captured by one-eyed monsters until I could rescue you. For which you haven't yet said thank you.
Thank you, Jason. Look, I'm at the shuttle now. I guess I'll see you in a second.
Okay. Over and out.
That was Jason.
What is Jason?
That's a very good question. No, sorry. Jason is my ex-husband. He used to be... my mate? A partner. Look, I don't want to inquire too much into how things work around here, but where I come from, if there's someone you like very much, and you want to be with them all the time, then you can perform a ceremony to be bonded together.
You have ceremony with Jason? Is magic is never to be apart?
Not exactly. You have to work at it, and we... Well, maybe we didn't.
Ceremony magic fail. So, not want to be with all the time?
I really don't know. He winds me up. I didn't really treat him very well, but then again, he didn't treat me very well either. And when he's not there, I do miss him.
Like I with 44. Not have seen for a long time. And I miss. Perhaps one day we have magic ceremony.
Yes, perhaps. Let's hope so. Maybe one day Jason and I... Well, here we are. Hey, it's like a double date. You get to meet Jason and I get to meet 44. Oh, don't mention anything to Jason, will you? You know about me. Missing him and all that.
No. I no mention.
Oh! Sorry! I've just got so used to talking to you.
It's fine.
Okay. Well, here goes.
Hear sound. They arrive?
Yes, I think so.
Hello? Anyone at home?
Up here.
Sorry I can't get up to meet you.
What did you do to yourself?
Well, there was the bit where I was chasing you and slipped on the ice. Then there was the bit where you took off in the shuttle while I was still halfway up that ladder.
Oh, sorry.
This is 44.
Hello. I'm very pleased to meet you. 26 is here. She says she's very pleased to see you too.
I'm very pleased she here. Hello, 26.
She says she's missed you.
I do not understand. 26... Does she really say what you say?
Mm-hmm.
But how is possible?
Do you remember finding a necklace? Giving it to 26 as a gift?
Yeah, that's just like the thing you had back home.
It's exactly like it. And I've still got mine, see? 44, we need you to tell us where you found this pendant. And then I'll explain everything.
I had hoped I'd seen the last of these caves.
Never wish not to see things. Must love sight, whatever is of.
Yeah, right. Sorry.
You okay there, Jason?
Yeah. I don't know if the same can be said for my bearers. Right, guys? I keep putting my foot in it with 44, saying look or you see or whatever. Sheesh, what with him and these others and me, we're like the three wise monkeys.
See no evil, speak no evil. Can't run away from evil.
Well, maybe not.
Can't blame him for being sensitive. Imagine losing your eyes to keep your tongue, and then finding out your race shouldn't need to speak out loud at all.
Still, looks like he's finding some consolation with your mate 26 over there.
Yes, she's very happy. In fact, I'm hearing a few too many details, I think. 44, how close are we now?
I think close. It's hard to know, with no sight. Had sight when came before. And long time ago.
26 says it was about a year ago.
Feel like longer. I, on work detail, get lost. Much rain, find cave. Go deep, deep in cave. Find necklace. But feel scared. Strange feeling in head. Leave. Masters find and take back. But when eyes taken... Know there is place where can hide, escape with others, come to cave. Explain to others with sight, they find. But I have not been so deep in caves again. Think of feeling in head. Am beginning feel again.
But that's a good sign. I wouldn't be at all surprised if that's something on your ancestor's ship reaching out to you.
Benny, what is it?
Quick! Oh, it's okay. It's my head. I keep getting headaches. It's because I'm wearing this. And I'm not a Halivan. It's trying to connect to me, and I don't have the right sort of mind.
Well, I've often said you're not in your right mind.
The day I married you, for a start.
Well, take it off.
No. This could be what we need. If it's something in the Halivan ship that's making it worse, it means we're close. Oh, come on. This way.
No, quick! The follower!
I, too, feel it is near.
Here! It is!
It's a hatch.
Oh, there. 44. 26. I think you should go down first. The first Halivans to set foot in this ship for centuries. The spaceship of your ancestors.
Is beautiful. Oh,
it is, isn't it?
Is spaceship?
Yes, a Halivan spaceship. Now, this is something I thought I'd never see.
Spaceship?
I mean, this looks more like a banqueting hall than a flight deck. It's amazing. I suppose they needed something pretty big if they were attempting to take as much of their civilization as possible with them.
Benny?
Hang on. What is it?
What do you make of this?
Oh, God, I don't know, but I don't think it likes me very much. Oh, some sort of machine. I don't know what for. Looks pretty complicated. Hang on, let's look in here.
Ah! Oh! Ow. Yeah, I'm all right.
No, it's okay. I can help him up.
Oh! Thanks. So, who do you think all those were then?
What has happened?
I think we've just found a load of what were once your ancestors.
Died in the crash?
Possibly. Although why someone would want to hide them away in a cupboard.
There was fight. Some thought go one way, some thought go another. Battle raged in sky. Battle of minds over ship. Ship tears apart. With cooperation could repair, but no cooperation. Ship, it crash.
26, how do you know all this?
Just know. Feel in head.
Through the necklace?
No. Yes. Necklace now. Thoughts stored in ship, but people, no need necklace. Not when with machine. Machine enhance. Power in heads, but it make many, many times stronger. Necklace for when problem. Linked to other necklaces. Has own power source.
So, the Halivan were intrinsically telepathic, but needed the machine or some independent power source in the necklace to boost it enough to use it?
Yes. Ship crash. But battle go on. Many die. These are bones of Halivan who are killed. Halivan who win, they go out of ship, onto planet. Machine in ship, let them talk in heads. Let them have power over masters who on planet. But one Halivan they not kill was girl. She hate them. She hide. She sabotage machine. Then, so they not repair, she take necklace. And with power, make ground swallow up ship. She also swallowed by ground. But with no machine, no necklace, other Halivan doomed. No speak in heads, no power in heads. Masters come, take as slaves.
And the knowledge was lost. Nothing written down, and certainly no oral tradition. And her necklace somehow survived.
swallowed up in the ground by the ship.
And then 44 finds, gives to me.
But you didn't know what to do, how to work it, until suddenly it found another necklace, connected to another living mind, but not a Halivan one.
But now I know how to use. Power is in my head. Can mend machine with mind. With machine, all people will have power. We'll have speech in head.
Benny, look at this.
What is happening?
26 is using the power of the pendant to fix that machine. It'll make all her people telepathic.
Blimey.
Machine is repair. I switch on machine. My people, this is for you. We will know each other.
Oh, my head.
Do you feel? Do you feel? It's power in my head. It is power in my head. In all our heads. The feeling is incredible.
This is our birthright.
We are the true Halivan.
Take it off. The necklace, take it off. Here. It must have been linking you in somehow.
Oh, Goddess.
It's okay now. It's over.
Oh, no, it isn't. You see, I just got a full dose of ancient Halivan.
But so?
Well... Oh! What's happening? 26? 44?
We combine our powers. Our ship will rise again, rise from the earth.
Whoa.
Now we return to our kids.
God, I think we're flying. Very, very fast.
I think we're there. Goddess, that was fast.
Not quite the speed of thought, but close. Our kin will join us. Ah. And some of our former enslavers, the Monoids. Four of you, I'm told. Well, I don't think that's enough. I think all the Monoids should see what's going on here.
Monoids? What is this rubbish that you speak?
I thought I came up with that. It must have been fed to me through the necklace.
It's what my ancestors called you. Appropriate, don't you think? It's based on your defining characteristic. What is your whole civilization based on? I envy. You looked around you. Well, as much as you could. And you saw that nearly every other race has two eyes. You felt inadequate, so you devised a ridiculous system that put you on top, and it became a mania, a law. In the kingdom of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. That's been your motto. I may be blind, but you are going to be crawling on your hands and knees, begging to worship me before the day is out. Bring the rest of our one-time masters here.
They will not come. They do not obey the summons of slaves.
What makes you think we were going to ask you nicely?
I cannot...
Are you seeing what I'm seeing?
That machine's reawoken the Halivan's telekinetic powers as well as their telepathy. 44! You don't have to do this! You've got your identity back, isn't that enough? You're the strong ones now, don't prey on the weak like they did.
Prey on the weak? I'm sorry, Benny, but they're not nearly weak enough yet. Shut the doors! Every Monoid is here aboard this ship. None can leave. We are ready.
44!
No! Not anymore! You. What do you call yourself?
I am Rezram.
I don't think so. Now you are nothing. You have no name. But I will give you a label for my own convenience. You are 44.
Be silent. I do not know by what trickery you have brought us here, but you are still slaves. Still inferior creatures. You who speaks, you have no eyes. You cannot even look at me to see my superiority of eye, ear, tongue.
But my ears are working well enough to recognize the voice of Halt, the master who took my eyes from me, who took the tongues from so many of my people. You still insist you are superior, even though we now have such power. Just because you have more than us of your ridiculous ideals of hearing, sight, speech. Well then, we must prove once and for all who are the superior ones. You took the tongues from my friends to keep them as slaves. I think we should return the favor. Use our new powers. We shall seal up their very mouths.
44, no! 26, stop this. You don't want to do this.
Stop this nonsense.
No, what all is happening must be destroyed.
Now worship at our feet, inferior ones.
Shit. You know, I think it might be an idea to get out of here before they decide we'd look better without noses or with bunny ears or something.
I can't just leave. I'm responsible for this, just because their ancestors weren't good guys.
They weren't?
They certainly weren't. It was all there, inside my head. The Halovan planet was dying, yes, because they'd killed it, misusing their powers, trying to control nature. So the richest and most powerful created a spaceship and sod it off with their power source, leaving all the rest of their people to die. And you wouldn't have heard the bit that 26 told me about the telekinetic battle leading to the spaceship crash.
Oh, God, look, Benny, you go then. I'll try to talk them out of it. It's not as if I could run anyway.
Oh, don't be silly. Aha! The chain's broken, but you never know.
Hey, you can't put that back on. It nearly killed you.
Might be the only way.
26?
Benny, is this not glorious? My people give you great thanks. You have brought us to this.
Well, I certainly didn't mean to. I meant for your people to be free, not to enslave others.
But it feels good. I am now the boss. We all are. A plan has been made, decided. It is wonderful. Now we can speak with our thoughts. We feel as one. This planet that has been our prison, it shall be destroyed. We return to Petrius 3. It has our name on it, I believe.
That was when I thought you deserved it. Look, you can't just kill a planet, not just like that.
But it has already started. The planet is dying.
And what are you going to do with the Monoids? Keep them as slaves?
We want no such reminders of our past servitude. They will die with their planet.
No! I know they were terrible to you, but please, at least take them with you. You can drop them off on some other planet on your way.
Perhaps. We will consider it. A planet where they will serve others. Perhaps that is a greater revenge than mere death.
Oh, this is all wrong! Please, 26!
No! No longer will I be known by the mark of my enslavement. It was you who taught me of names, Benny. I will select a name of my own, in time.
Just listen to me!
No, we have listened enough! You will not stop us. Return the necklace to us. Ah!
Look, no hands.
They won't listen to me.
It is time for you to leave us now.
Really? Jason can't even walk. And the planet out there is dying, if you hadn't noticed. Oh, wait. You might have noticed. You're the ones killing it.
Jason's wounds shall be healed.
Whoa. Bloody hell, that's a good party trick and no mistake.
Now you will leave us. Return to your shuttle.
No, wait.
We have waited long enough. My kin!
Okay.
Surprisingly, yes. You?
Suppose so. Oh, that would have been nice if they'd healed my blisters when they did your legs.
What do we do now?
Oh, I don't know. How can we just go off and leave it like this?
Well, it looks like they have. Left it, I mean.
Oh, come on! Into the shuttle!
You're not thinking of giving chase, are you?
No. Computer, on.
Welcome back, Professor Summerfield.
Shut up and listen. Check this entire planet. Are there any living beings left? Besides myself and Jason Kane, obviously.
Scanning.
Oh, come on. Come on, come on, come on.
Negative.
Guess they must have taken the monoids with them after all.
Or killed them before they went.
Well, yes, all that. So that's it. Let's hope they settle down a bit when they get to Petrius 3.
You think the authorities will let them have it?
Don't think they'll have much choice. The evidence is incontrovertible. And anyway, I wouldn't give much for the authorities' chances if they refuse.
Well, I won't give much for our chances unless we get out of here.
Well, make sure you strap yourself in this time.
You're too right. Well, I guess that's that. Back to the collection. And a pissed-off Braxiatel.
Oh, I can deal with him. No. I'm excited at the thought of going back to Plasters, a bath, Peter, and a very large bottle of brandy. I cannot wait to get out of this nightdress.
Benny?
Yes, Jason.
I think you just read my mind.